Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, you guys, and welcome back to Pop Culture University, where we talk about what's going on in pop culture and see what we can learn from it. I am Patty, or Patty Pop Culture, as you might know me from TikTok, and I'm your host, and thank you for joining me today. It is December 14th, 2021. I hope you guys are having the best day ever. If you're in school, I hope your finals are almost done. I have my last final tomorrow. I have to like finish a paper, but it's like just a paper, like it's not a test. But my grade in this class is not going to change, really, regardless what I get on this paper. So I don't know how much effort I'm going to put into it, but it's fine. Today, I actually have so much to do, so I'm glad I'm knocking this out right now. I have an audition. I have two different auditions today for the same thing. It's like apparently like a really big deal, but a bigger deal than I thought. So I'm like going to prepare for that, and then I'll update you guys about how that goes. But in the emails, they're really making it seem like it's the biggest deal in the world, so I'm kind of nervous for it. But anyways, let's get into what the lessons are going to be today. So the lessons today are actually about powerful women doing powerful things and accomplishing actually incredible things. So I'm excited to talk about it. As you probably heard, Kim Kardashian has passed the baby bar exam. We are going to talk about that. And then we're going to talk about Megan Thee Stallion graduating college and her very inspirational college journey, if you have not heard it, and everything she's going to do with her degree. So very inspiring stories today. And let's get into it. Welcome to Pop Culture University. Let me be your woman. All right, so the first thing I want to talk about is that Kim Kardashian has passed the baby bar exam, which is a huge, huge accomplishment. Very proud of Kim as a huge Keeping Up with the Kardashians stan. If you guys are, we've seen her whole journey. She's actually, so we know Kim started her whole law school journey like 2 or 3 years ago at this point. And after doing her apprenticeship for so long, it was coming time for her halfway through to take the baby bar exam, which is with Kim's whole program. It's different from like normal traditional law school. It's a 3-year program instead of a 4. So it's sped up. It's like faster. It's at a faster pace. So instead of just taking one bar exam at the end of law school, her program has to take 2. And the first one, which is the one that she just took, is actually notoriously known to be very, very hard for people who are allowed to do this apprenticeship shortened program, which you can actually only do in California for some reason. But it's expected to be very, very hard. And the pass rate is like, wait, let me look at the pass rate. Oh my God, it's only 27%. No, it's only 20.7%. Oh my God, no wonder she took her 4 tries. That's like a good, wait, that's like good that it only took her 4 tries, right? Because if only 20% of people pass it, shouldn't it have taken her 5 tries instead of 4? Isn't that like the math? So Kim is smart. Kim is very smart. And she knew she could do it. Her scores weren't like bad the first 3 times. On the show, there was a whole scene of her like finding out that the 3rd time that she failed. It sounds like I'm coming for her. I'm like, the 3rd time she failed. No, I'm just saying the 3rd time she failed, she got a 470. You need a 516. So the 3rd time she had COVID when she was taking this exam, which, oh my God, you guys, trying to do an exam with COVID, I have experienced firsthand this week. It is hard. So I totally understand that she failed. She didn't even fail that bad, by the way. I hate the word failed. I hate that I even have to say that she failed, but I understand why she did not pass. I got COVID. Last week, I went out at my college bar, and I didn't wear a mask because no one does at the college bars, and it was so packed, and then I came home, and I was so sick, and I just thought I was hungover the next day, but it lasted all week, and I was so sick, and I thought I had COVID. I got COVID tested, but I didn't, but it was basically having all the COVID symptoms, like body aches and like a really bad headache, so maybe I was just undetectable, but I got tested twice and didn't have it. But yeah. And it was finals week. So that was like impossible, like trying to like do my finals and actually study and focus and concentrate without your head just being in like excruciating pain. I went through like a whole bottle of DayQuil, a whole bottle of Advil. I eventually went to the doctors and they gave me like stronger stuff and it was very helpful to get through finals week, but it was very hard. So yeah, sorry, one last thing. I went to my bar again last night. You guys are probably thinking, dumbass, you're gonna get sick again. No, I went and I wore a mask and all the like anti-maskers at my college, there's young anti-maskers, you guys. There's college students who are anti-maskers were like mad at me. Many, many people were coming up to me, and being like, it's over, take off your mask, take off your mask. One guy went up to my friend and he was like, why is your friend wearing a mask? You have a weird friend. Like, people were so bothered. I was getting so much attention for wearing a mask. I actually felt like unsafe. I felt as if I was about to get just ambushed and like attacked by everyone. So we didn't stay out long. Anyway, this isn't about me and my stupid COVID and stupid school. This is about Kim's stupid school. She finally passed fourth time. Kim got over a 516 this time. And she posted on Instagram right when it happened. Let me go to her post. I'm so excited that so much is happening with the Kardashians. Like, the Hulu show is going to be so good. Because we know they're filming right now. So we know they got this too. So we're going to see the moment she passed. She said, OMFing G. Many G's. I passed the baby bar exam. So many exclamation points. Which is exactly what I would do. I would not be subtle. She said, looking in the mirror, I'm really proud of the woman looking back in my reflection. And the picture is like literally just a picture of her looking in the mirror. Then she continues and says, for anyone who doesn't know my law school journey, no, this wasn't easy for me or handed to me. I failed this exam 3 times in 2 years, but I got back up each time and studied harder and tried again until I did it. In parentheses, she put, I did have COVID on the third try with a 104 fever, but I'm not making excuses, winky face. And then she said a bunch of like thank you notes to everyone who's helped her through her journey and her apprentice people in Van Jones who encouraged her to go to law school. And then at the end, she said, I know my dad would be so proud and he actually would be so shocked to know that this is my path now, but he would have been my best study partner. I'm told he was notorious for making fun of people who didn't pass the bar on their first attempt like he did, but he would have been my biggest cheerleader. Bottom line is don't ever give up. Even when you are holding on by a thread, you can do it. Set your mind to it and get it done because it feels so good once you get to the other side. Oh, why does that like make me want to cry? Kim is really, really like a hardworking inspiration and icon. Watching the show, seeing everything she did while simultaneously studying for the bar exam, like raising 4 kids and going through everything with Kanye and filming a show and having 2 businesses to deal with and like having her Instagram to run, which is a lot more time consuming than you guys would think. What's that Kim quote talking about Instagram? I don't know. It's like a funny meme where she's like, it's much harder than you think to run an Instagram. It's a lot. I'm always astounded by how hard Kim Kardashian works. Just the fact that she gets up and like puts on makeup every day and like does a million different things every day, and like she never seems to get burnt out. That's something about Kim Kardashian. She never seems to get burnt out, and she just, even when she had COVID, she was still going hard. Like, she's just so impressive. So she's truly, truly an inspiration. So congratulations to Kim. She's passed the baby bar exam. So her next step would be, she has 1 year left in her apprenticeship program, and then she'll have to take another bar exam. But this one won't be as hard as Kim is saying. She said the baby bar that she took now is actually has a lower passing rate than the actual bar, which is what she will take, I think, after another year. So, you know, one test is done and now she's going to have to start preparing for the next one. But hey, that's life. We kind of all do that with like our finals. And once one is done, we prepare for the next one or prepare for the next semester. So she'll be able to handle it. She's extremely hardworking and literally better than all of us. And how does she succeed in every single area of her life? It's crazy. Clearly, we can learn something from Kim. So let's get into what we can learn from Kim passing the baby bar. I think one thing we can learn is, first of all, how much scrutiny Kim was getting for not passing it the first 3 times, and how much people doubted her when she first even said she was going to become a lawyer. And undertaking something like that in the public eye, taking such a risk with such a hard path and schooling that you could potentially fail at in front of the whole world, that within itself is says so much about Kim and how courageous she is and how she was prepared not to listen to the haters, and she was letting herself be vulnerable to whatever people had to say. So I think we can learn, something we can learn is don't listen to people who try to bring you down and tell you you can't do anything. Meanwhile, they're on the couch and behind their phones, not even trying. They're just listening to you. They're just watching you and waiting for you to mess up. So yeah, just don't listen to the haters. Keep your head up while continuing to work towards your goal. Keep your head up while keeping your head down and focused, I think is what we can learn. And if you really want something, keep trying, even if you're told it's impossible or unlikely, like Kim with the bar, you know, no one thought she could do it. And if you put in the work, you will reap the benefits. And Kim put in the work. We saw her studying. We saw her bringing... She had flashcards at the Met Gala, so she definitely put in the work. And that is why she reaped the benefits and is now going to be a lawyer. Like she said, this is her path now. So congratulations, Kim. Okay, so the next thing I want to talk about is another college-educated woman. Women out here in 2021 are making power moves. Just wait for 2022. Women are going to be taking over, and I'm here for it. Fuck men. We don't need them anymore. This time in Megan Thee Stallion. So you may have also seen this week the videos of Megan Thee Stallion walking across the stage and graduating, but I want to talk about just like all about her college journey and what it took for her to get there and yeah, just everything about that. It's super, super inspiring beyond just like grades and everything. So let's talk about it. Megan Thee Stallion, American rapper, icon, Texan hottie, has graduated from Texas Southern University with a bachelor's degree in health administration. And she actually graduated on December 11th. And people have always been a little confused why, kind of like Kim, she was really even going to college. You know, she doesn't really need to fall back on anything. She is a rapper. She's already a millionaire. She has a hot sauce at Popeyes. After that, what else do you need? But Megan, just like Kim, went back for personal family reasons. And it's actually kind of heartbreaking. So trigger warning, just a lot of loss that we're about to talk about. So Megan Thee Stallion was raised by three women in her family, her great-grandmother, her grandmother, and her mom. Unfortunately, her father was in prison until she was 8. And then when he was released from prison, they were close and she like loved her father. So don't get me wrong there. She loved her father, but he unfortunately died when she was 15. So he wasn't the most present in her life. So she was primarily raised by these three women, and a really, really amazing tradition that this family had, which is so iconic of them, the Stallions family. All three of these women went to college and graduated college, and that's a huge deal, especially considering all the generations that they're from. That's astoundingly a huge deal and a very sacred tradition that a lot of families cannot say that they have, especially being a Black family in America back in the day. So that's extremely amazing and iconic of them. I don't know, my vocabulary isn't very vast, but it's iconic of them to do that. So understandably, they wanted Megan to do the same thing. And before I go further in the story, I want to mention also an important part of it is that when Megan Thee Stallion's great-grandmother was approaching her old age, you know, end of life, her mother and grandmother took very, very good end-of-life care of her. They took it upon herself to be her nurses as she was dying, and basically were like an at-home hospital for her as she was dying and as her life was coming to an end. And Megan said they always gave her the best end-of-life care, even though they didn't have any like training or certifications or anything like that. They just learned as they went, and she always just admired how much they were there for her grandma, and how even though they didn't know what they were doing, they did everything they could to be there for her until the very, very end. So Megan always said that she was super inspired by that story. So let's continue in Megan's college journey. So Megan started college about 3 years ago before she was even Megan Thee Stallion or anything. And her mother, Holly Thomas, saw her start this whole journey at Texas Southern University. And she was so proud. And about a year in March 2019, tragically, Megan Thee Stallion's mom died of brain cancer. And then even worse, shortly after, Megan's grandmother, who was the last of these three women left, also died. So she unfortunately lost all of them and her dad on top of that, which, pause, I want to say, send my deepest condolences to her and her whole family, and may they rest in peace and God bless their souls. And I can't believe Megan Thee Stallion built a whole career. Like, that was the same year she really rose to fame. So she was building that whole career while mourning and carrying that and being so tremendously sad. And then she would get on stage and, like, do all these raps and act so confident and happy and powerful. So insanely impressive. And on top of that, she was going to college. So after, unfortunately, all the women in her life that she so deeply admired passed away, she wanted to do everything she possibly could to continue her college journey until she graduated, even if she was Megan Thee Stallion. She said, I'm doing it for me, but I'm also doing it for the women in my family who made me who I am today. I want to get my degree because I want to make my mom proud. She saw me going to school before she passed. And that's exactly what she did 3 days ago, walking across that stage. That moment was probably extremely emotional for her. She knows all the women in her family and her dad were looking down on her when she was walking across that stage. And it was probably the most mixed feelings of all the strongest emotions combined at once, just like extreme pride and happiness, but also like mourning and wishing they were there, and fulfilling, but also like not fulfilling. I don't know how Megan does it. She's so insanely strong. But actually, when she was walking across the stage, like, a lot of the people's hands who she was shaking, like the administrators and the faculty, were like asking her for selfies. So she didn't really get to like take in the moment. If you saw her, like, if you saw the video, like, all of them were like, congratulations, shake hand, here's your degree, can I get a selfie? They were like, but first, let's take a selfie. So yeah, maybe she didn't get to soak in the whole thing, but I'm sure she did after. And I'm sure I hope she had a moment to reflect and just feel so proud of herself and so happy. And she fulfilled the tradition, kept the whole Thee Stallions tradition alive. And she should be so proud of herself. And she's really an inspiration to all of us with everything she's accomplished and all the obstacles that were in her way and all the hardships she faced. And now she is a college graduate. And with her degree, as I said, about the end of life care, she has a degree in health administration now. So she wants to open up her own end of life facility so she can make sure people get the best end of life care like her great grandmother got. And something that she said before was, she said, you know what? I'm going to open an assisted living facility and use that money I make from rapping to open it. And then I'm going to let my classmates run it, which is, I mean, who better to have as a classmate and then a boss now than Megan Thee Stallion? I would die. Those women are so lucky, or men that she's going to hire. I'm very jealous of all of them. And bitch, I'm going to that assisted care facility when I get old. And I cannot wait. I know Megan Thee Stallion, with all her money, is going to live longer than me with her treatments and, you know, things that will rejuvenate her and keep her alive. So I hope she's there right when I am and we're hanging out when I'm getting my end of life care. So anyway, let's talk about what we can learn from her whole journey. So similar to Kim's, I think if you put in the work, you will reap the benefits. Megan's journey wasn't easy, juggling everything she's going on. She said she had to go to 4 different schools to do this, and then had to go to online school and different community colleges just to juggle all these classes and try to make it work with her scheduling and location. So it was definitely not easy for her. And I think something else we can learn specific to this one is to cherish your loved ones up until the very end, because you never know when you can lose them, when you can lose the most important people to you, and show them how much you love them with your actions, not just your words. Because a lot of people would talk about how, you know, like, they're going to give their parents the best care and they'll never put their parents in a home, and then they do. So I would say show people that you love them with your actions and not just your words, like she did for her great-grandmother. And I think something else we can learn specifically about Megan Thee Stallion that she has even talked about is that you can be educated, and a college-educated woman and an intellectual while also being a hot girl and singing about sex and drugs and your body, and you can still be respectable and professional and be Megan Thee Stallion, a hottie at the same time. You can have it all. And I think she's showing us that flawlessly. And I think she's easily showing how we can all have that dichotomy in our life and take ourselves seriously, but not take ourselves too seriously at the same time. Work hard and play hard. So thank you, Megan Thee Stallion, for teaching us that we can have it all.
Drinking out the motherfucking bottle on my thigh shit. Everything I eat goes straight to my pockets. 2021, finna graduate college. Got girl shit, I'm a real hot topic. Fucking on a nigga, make him sing on some pop shit. I need a real headbang on some rock shit. Pussy like crack when it hit it like dope. Got a real hot box, but a bitch don't smoke. Hot girl, but I'm still a colas. Hey, I'm the big homie, but I ain't the
homie. Okay, you guys, well, that is the end of the episode. Let's just recap what we learned today. So from Kim passing the baby bar, we learned to not listen to the haters and keep your head up while also keeping your head down and working towards your goals. And if you put in the work, you will reap the benefits. And then from Megan Thee Stallion, we learned to cherish your loved ones and with your actions, not just your words. Words mean nothing. Cherish your loved ones by really, really showing them how much you care. And from Megan, we learned that you can be a hot girl and be a health administrator at the same time. You can have it all. So you can be professional and sexual. So thank you to these amazing, powerful women for teaching us these lessons today. And thank you for tuning in and listening. I hope something I said made sense and you learned from it. And yeah, I love talking to you guys. Please come back tomorrow. Rate this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Follow me on TikTok if you have not already. And have a great day. Bye.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.